Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is July 31st of 2012. It is a Tuesday evening here in Montreal for me, yours truly, who's leaving an audio boo from my car on my way to my Model Railroad Club meeting. We're having what we call an operations night tonight, where we actually run the trains instead of just doing scenery and landscaping and model building, and also wiring, electrical wiring. So this evening what we do is actually run the trains and do some simulated operations, moving cargo around and whatnot. And yeah, it looks like it's going to be very stormy this evening, or at least it's threatening. The skies are an unbelievably dark gray right now if I look to the northeast, and I'm currently heading east. So if I look sort of towards my left, diagonally out my car, the driver window here, it is extremely dark skies. So I got my RAM upgrade today in the mail for my Mac, and I installed it. But prior to installing it, I did a little bit of experimentation and tested launching several applications to see how long they would take. And everything from Firefox to OpenOffice to GIMP to, well, three or four of them anyway, including VirtualBox and the Windows 7 machine. So I wrote all these diligently down, all the number of seconds it took for these to launch, switched off the power on the machine, removed the bottom cover, swapped out the two 1 gig RAM modules I had in there and replaced them with two 4 gigs, giving me a total of 8 gigs, fired it back up again, and I have to admit, the results were not as dramatic as I had expected, at least not on the initial launch of any one of these applications. Word took a little bit less, maybe if 5 seconds less, maybe a little bit less, maybe 4 seconds less. GIMP took about, again, maybe 5 seconds. It shaved maybe, in total, I would say it shaved about a third of the time from the launch. But I thought surely quadrupling my RAM would more than half the time required to start up these applications, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. And I mean, I'm still happy with the way it runs, because what it has improved dramatically is how many applications I can run at the same time. And when I do launch VirtualBox, it runs so smoothly. The cursor movements inside of the virtual machine are real time. There's no lag. And no matter how many applications I've got running in the OS X environment, the VirtualBox environment remains stable and fast. So I'm extremely happy. And with the added RAM, I was able to run two virtual screens inside of the VirtualBox. So my Windows 7 is actually running in two screens. So if when I'm doing development in my Windows 7 machine, which is why I've done this, I can actually sort of have my toolbox docked in one window and have the GUI, the programming GUI, in another window. So I'm ecstatic with this setup. It's going to be wonderful. So what's next? A couple of more tests. But in reality, what's next is something I've had on my to buy list for a while now, is some kind of decent laptop computer. You've heard me often talking and referring to this laptop or that lap,